Angel Spit!
Hey, this is Zeus Von Ruck from Angel Spit, and you are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hi, this is Jeremy from The Bled, and you're listening to WMUC.
So sweet, so I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test, to change it,
turn and face the strain,
to change it, don't wanna be a richer man. But never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes,
turn and face the strain. Changes, don't tell them to grow up on out of it. Changes,
turn and face the strain.
Changes, where's your shame? You've left us up to her next event. Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange. Our changes are taking
Domestic flying man. Hey, what up, y'all? This is the Mostern Republic, and you're listening to University of Maryland College Park, WMUC Radio.
The Misfits are cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole.
Meet the Feebles
is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base.
I'm a cult boyfriend,
not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know.
When you're a cult boyfriend,
life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence.
Cerebus
is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories.
WFMU
is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times, no one at all wanted to know. If I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess
cult boyfriend
is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. Who are some cult literary names I can honor? Maybe J.G. Ballard or Flannery O'Connor. Haggis. That's like food for cult eaters. Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Father Yod, they're cult leaders. Anyway, the point being, do I have to be magical? Can't we date a few months, then move on, normal and casual? Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess
cult boyfriend
is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in.
I'm a cult boyfriend,
not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know.
When you're a cult boyfriend,
life is always intense. They're in love or they're indifferent, no one's on the fence. And this song probably ain't gonna go very far beyond an open mic. It's guaranteed, though, two or three people are really gonna like it.
Thank you. this is Carl Aquatine, Uncle Force. You're listening to WMUC, your only home in Maryland, for Ronnie James Dio. Yeah! I don't know if you play that, but you should. You better.